Cool world. It's your boy Pete Walsh, aka Poudet Petey. Back again, episode 17 of the Respect the Game podcast. I'm fucking hype right now about this.
Thank God, man. It's been a minute.
I mean, it feels good to be back. Oh, my bad, yo. I'm in here with my guy, Abe Schwadron. Abe, what's good, brother?
AKA one third of the recently reunited New York City Liddy Committee.
You're so right. I totally forgot.
Big news, man.
And so, yeah.
Right out of the chute.
Huge news. For anyone who hasn't read Slam 201, Adam Figman is back as editor, and now editor-in-chief, replacing our guy Ben Osborne. Figman, he's like kind of shook to do the podcast. He doesn't want to ruffle any feathers. So, while he gets soft... Wait, never mind.
Don't even do it. Yo, off top, what's your favorite like I'm back song ever?
Easy, I'm back.
Man, come on. I was gonna start giving you options.
Anytime you have a music question, I know the answer immediately. Sorry, but AZ, okay. I'm back probably. Yeah. All right, what's yours?
My what?
Your I'm back song.
Oh, I mean, Welcome Back, Mace is pretty good.
That is really fucking good.
Kind of like the go-to in my brain. You know,
that is really goddamn good. But yeah, anyway, so I spent this whole week and Abe helped me out setting up this studio and office, and we're lucky enough to get our first in-person guest, like real legit guest.
Lucky's not even the word, man.
Blessed.
Stick around for this.
I mean, it's fucking Jadakiss, man. Like, probably one of my four favorite rappers of all time. I'm from Westchester. I grew up listening to like nothing but Lox records, Jadakiss records, so I'm super hype anytime I get this. This is like the third time I've met him, but the first time I actually like had a legit long conversation with him. Guy is so cool, knows his ball, most importantly.
I was about to say, not to mention that he told us he has more NBA friends than rapper friends.
Yeah.
And proceeded to drop knowledge, deep knowledge about, you know, free agent signings of the Indiana Pacers and such.
So, real funny, quick story. So, I went down. So, I got a call when I was sitting at my desk, and it was his manager, a publicist. And she said, hey, Jaded forgot his ID. Can you come down and get him? And I go, yeah, of course. So, I go down, and I'm at the security desk. And the security guy goes, yeah, you just got to put his first and last name. So, I look at him, like government name? He goes, first name Jada, last name Kiss. That was it. I was like, oh my God, that is so sick. I wish I could walk around saying that to people. Thursday, July 21st at Barclays Center is the Rock Nation Summer Classic Charity Game. It's going to feature, obviously, Jadakiss, but DJ Khaled, Fat Joe, Fabulous, the actor Jesse Williams is playing, Victor Cruz is playing, Dave East is playing, DJ Clue is playing. Mike Rappaport's playing, Terrell Owens is playing, E-40 will be there, Jay Williams is hosting, Angie Martinez is hosting. And it's cool. I mean, it's all benefiting charities, too. It's benefiting. So the four captains are CC Sabathia, Robinson Cano, Miguel Cotto, and Nick Jonas, and it's all benefiting their respective charities. So for a good cause, definitely going to be fun. I mean, you're going to go be able to watch Jada pull up from, like, half court at the Barclays Center, which is hilarious in itself.
Yeah, you'll hear him a little later, but he told us he's pulling from anywhere. Yeah.
Slam will be in the building. For all information, you can, you know, find it at slamonline.com. We've been posting on social media, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine. So, you know, if you're in the area, definitely follow through. Come say what up to Max Rezatar, the producer of the newly minted producer of the show as of about 10 minutes ago. So he'll be in the building looking to do some interviews for us. So, but yeah, Abe, what else you got for me, man? Anything?
I mean, we haven't been here since the Durant news, yeah. Obviously.
But it's like we got into all this with Kiss, so yeah, I kind of don't even want to like spoil it.
That's the thing. I mean, the only thing I would just add, you know, is that I feel like I've heard a lot of talk about the Durant move being sort of the safe move for him going forward in his career and maybe setting himself up to get a couple of rings. And I actually kind of look at it from the other perspective. I feel like staying in OKC would have been the quote-unquote safe move,
right?
Because granted, he may never win a title based on who else is in the league while he is in his prime, but he He's also never going to face the pressures that's now going to come. I mean, this is a lose-lose situation. If you look at it from a super big picture, if you take a huge step back, if the Warriors win the title, you know, all the fans are just like, well, they were supposed to win the title. And if they don't, then that's a dumpster fire for him, right, like, in the public eye. So I actually think that, like, for whatever you think of Kevin Durant going to the Warriors, he's essentially putting more pressure on himself by doing so.
Word. Yeah, I mean, I can't really disagree with that point at all, and it's definitely one I haven't really heard. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how he handles being.
I wish you would have just hated, like, shat on that opinion.
I mean, look,
better,
man.
Better for the podcast.
I know, but come on, man. You know, I only speak factual tales, and but my man is right. I gotta, you know, give him his props, and that you were. But I think the thing I'm really interested in is seeing how, you know, he reacts to being in this, you know, villainous role of being a villain in the league. And same with Steph Curry, and because, you know, they've had Draymond kind of just be that guy for them. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, him, Clay, Steph react to being hated. Like, it's already, you can tell it's kind of getting to KD already a little bit, I feel like, because, like, he was out in China this week and he's saying, like, you know, I know I'm not liked because of this move. But, yo, man, as we're going to say later, like, if legacies are judged on how many rings you win, why wouldn't you go to a place where you're potentially going to win multiple in a row? It's like, it's just a logical move.
Well, I like it because I mean, they're not guaranteed to win it. I think this puts the onus on the rest of the NBA to even want even more to go beat them now.
Right.
You know, let's say the Cavs win next year.
Yeah.
Let's say the Spurs win next year. Whatever the case may be, that team is going to be remembered in history. And now we have even more storylines in the NBA. I mean, the NBA is the fucking greatest, man. There's no other sport that has this. I'm sorry.
All right. So it's July 15th. Like, there hasn't been an actual game in 4 weeks, 3 weeks, three, 4 weeks, like, minus summer league, and, like, it's still such a huge driving force in sports and, like, in mainstream media. It's insane that, you know, it's become this big, and as so shouts to Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA front office for making it this good.
Dude, shout outs to the sport of basketball forever. Why do you think that's why Mike Conley gets more money than 10 starting quarterbacks combined?
Yeah,
because the NFL is trash compared to this year-round sport we have of the NBA. Cue the mad NFL tweeters in our mentions.
Newly vacated producer Max Rezitol.
Should we just get to this Jada interview,
I mean,
man?
We're bullshitting by not.
All right, let's get into it.
But yeah, so July 21st, Barclays Center. Rock Nation Summer Classic Charity Game. Peep that. Enjoy the interview. We're doing the shit weekly now. Fuck with your boy. We'll be back. Peace.
What up? What up, y'all? You know who it is. The D-Block General. Your boy. Top 5 dead or alive. One and only son of Tony. Honey turkey. No baloney. Checking out the Slam Magazine Respect the Game podcast. You heard it first from your boy, Jada.
World. It's your boy, Pete Walsh. A.K.A. Lamborghini Petey. I'm with my man, Abe Schwadron.
Yeah.
Very special guest today.
New studio alert, too.
New studio.
Studio.
We got Monte Gajeda, A.K.A. the Black Babe Ruth. A.K.A. 40 Cal Kiss. A.K.A. Now and Later Jada. A.K.A. Hurricane Kiss. A.K.A. the motherfucking champ. You hear the voice? Jada Kiss, man. Yo,
what's up, man?
We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for coming through. It's really an honor. You know, I've been all week in the back, in the bullpen, just blasting old Locks records.
That's what's up.
My boss is like, please, I can't take it anymore. This shit is too hard. And I'm just like, come on, man. It's Kiss.
No, hold on. And we also start off, we try to start off every show with our AKAs of the week. But that was the best AKA introduction of all time. You have the best, know. All the best.
I'm literally very proud of myself on that one.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great intro.
Kiss is here today. Next week, Thursday, July 21st, got the Rock Nation.
Summer Classic, baby.
Charity game.
Yeah.
So why don't you just give us, you know, your involvement in it. Just give us a brief overview of what it is exactly as well.
I'm really new to the game. I mean, I've been seeing it. I seen it like the past 2 years on Instagram. Some of my colleagues that I follow put up some clips from the game. And, you know, me, I like to play ball. I played high school basketball, played AAU, all that stuff. So whenever I could get a celebrity game in, I try to go there. But, like, since we did the whole title in Roc Nation Alliance, one of my bucket lists is to get in the ESPN game during All-Star Weekend. So this is like an audition.
I was about to say.
They got me auditioning somewhat. Yeah, to see, you know, so.
And then this is, so to be clear, it's at the Barclays Center, right?
Yeah, it's at the Barclays Center.
Have you ever played an NBA court before?
Not at all.
Oh, shit. First time. Speaking of bucket list, man.
I mean, my range is like I already been playing on NBA side court, so I should be all right.
Well, we've been looking at the list of, like, other people that are be in the game, so I want to know who you want to go up against. Like, who do you want to – who are you going to call out and be like, come guard me?
Let me see the list of people that's
playing. I know Dave East is playing. He's can, okay, he can
Dave
play.
East used to play ball.
Yeah, he played college ball.
So he should be good. Clue can play.
Fat Joe? Could Fat Joe play?
Last time I was with Joey Cracks, he was coaching. He coached me in the last time I played.
E-40? I don't expect E-40.
What about Khaled, man? Khaled is always talking about Khaled, something. No.
All right, so the way Jaden, I mean, to provide
all
a little
these
visual.
People's playing?
Yeah.
Nah. Some of them is coaches.
I hope
Miguel
so.
Cotto's a coach. Robinson Cano, CeCe Bathia is. Okay. Those are the coach, and Nick Jonas is a coach.
But the way Jade is looking at this right now, he's like, I'm going to drop 40.
Jay Williams from Duke?
Yeah, he's announcing the thing.
He just announced it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Sure. Him I thought they said he was playing.
Oh, I mean, you we'll tell us, out. Man.
I don't know. I mean, this is cool right here, though.
It sounds like you're not worried from a basketball standpoint, though.
Me? Nah. I'm usually not. Oh, T.O. is nice.
Yeah, he could play.
Word.
Everybody is athletes, you know what I mean?
But all right, I think the real question is, are you going to break dance at halftime?
Nah. I mean, it depends on how I'm feeling. If the bones is loose.
If the limbs are relaxed, you'll
if
come out?
If the limbs are relaxed, I might give them a couple windmills.
So, all right, so you drop, so say hypothetically you drop 25 in the first half.
I'm getting dressed. I ain't going to play in the second half. I drop 25 in the first half. Dressing. I'm just going to sit down in the bleachers and soak up all the – I'm going to be like, brah.
All right, well, on that topic, like, what's your game like these days? What kind of player are you?
I'm a distributor. You know, I like to pass. I like to hit people with – I like to get people involved.
Okay.
I used to have an all-around game, but now in my older years, I'm on a perimeter. I'm going to be letting them fly as much as they pass it to me around the three-point arc, I'm letting them fly till they sub me out. You know what I mean?
And then, so you played at, you said you played high school ball. You played at Gordon High, correct?
Gordon High.
So, I mean, when people think of New York ball, you know, they think about the city. They think Queens point guards. You know, uptown bruisers, so on and so forth.
Yeah, Giannis had a hard rap. I mean, it's Giannis. You know, we got our name on the map somewhat, but you know, when you think of ball, you do think of the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens.
But right. Like a lot of people don't know, like Ben Gordon's from Mount Vernon.
Ben Gordon.
You know, Kevin Jones played in Mount Vernon.
Andre Drummond.
Mount Vernon. Sean Kilpatrick went to White Plains.
Yeah, Westchester has some ballers.
Word. So do you think, like, Westchester ball is a little underrated? I'm from Westchester myself. I mean, I'm from Pleasantville.
I think it is, but, you know, it's due to a lot of old things that happened. You know, Bernard Tunes from Yonkers, he went to Marquette. Then he got drafted by the 76ers. So he kind of had they gave it a bad name for Gordon. Like, one of the McGuire brothers, I don't know if it was Dick or Al, but one of them said they'll never recruit from Yonkers ever again due to, you know what I mean, what happened with Bernard Tunes. So we're trying to clean all that up and get Y.O. back on the map.
Right.
As far as basketball. All
right, so, I mean, before we started recording this, obviously you were talking about you were just catching some summer league. Like, it's obviously a year-round thing now, but kind of like what are your watching habits with ball these days, like college basketball.
As much
NBA.
As I can, I love basketball. I'm hurt during the offseason. That little gap from when after the championship into the summer league starts, I'm like a dead flower.
So are we.
I'm miserable, yeah. No, as soon as the summer
comes back.
You got
draft, free agency.
Yeah. All of that is very exciting to me.
So what's kind of – what's like your setup for watching ball? Do you have like a certain spot on the couch laid up?
Nah, wherever I can catch it.
Just wherever?
Yeah, need some accessories around and make everything beautiful.
Of course.
Yeah, for the most part, wherever I can watch it.
Word. And then, so you're next.
You gotta get that NBA channel in the studio, Christy.
Uh-oh.
That's killing me.
There we go.
Yeah, because our studio's in an industrial building, so the cable system is a little different. You gotta pay a little extra for it.
Christy, you gotta get that sorted out. But now you're a Knicks fan, correct?
Yeah, I'm a New York fan. I want to see New York do good. Actually going to the NBA store when I leave here and see if they got a D Rose or Noah jersey in yet. I'll take a Porzingis.
Yeah. What's up? Yeah. All the people over there.
They obviously had a busy offseason, you know, with D Rose going there, Brandon Jennings going there, Joakim Noah going there. So, you know, what do you make of their moves? And are you happy with Phil?
Man, I love Phil. I told everybody that I was on his back like a spider monkey. Give him some time. He didn't. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but he's the Zen master. You give him some time, you let him figure everything out, and he's going to make some moves. This offseason, he made tremendous moves. Yeah. I think he's going to make some more in the future, and we got to make it work, man. We got to get to the playoffs and see what we could do. One step at a time, though, is no rush. Everybody thought Porzingis wasn't who he was. Phil proved everybody wrong. So
everybody was booing.
You can't count Phil. I have the most faith in Phil as anybody, as his girlfriend.
You know what I mean?
Genie? Yeah, Genie. I feel the same way about Phil as Genie feels. You know what I mean? He just give him some time, let him manifest what he knows how to do, and we going to be all right.
Word. So
I see Melo having a big season this year, too. They trying to count my man. Not count him out, but, you know, a lot of politics go. That's why me and Melo have such a good relationship, because we go through the same thing, like from the hip hop industry and from the NBA standpoint. We got a lot of similarities. That's like my big little brother.
Yeah, I was about to say, you guys have a pretty close relationship, right? Like, how often are you talking?
Whenever I need to speak to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think you could get him in here for our next interview?
I probably could.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we might just have to host that one.
Actually. Yeah, I mean, we'll
that'd make it even more easy.
Shit, we might have to bring you back weekly, man. Be the third
host. Now you're talking, man. You know what I mean? That'd be a big move.
Got to break the budget.
To the team, yeah.
Jay Jerkin, right? Nah, but I think, you know, just speaking of relationship with ballers, I think the first person people think of when they think Jadakiss in basketball is Allen Iverson.
Of course.
You know,
actually, I have more friends in the NBA than I have in the industry.
What?
Like, why do you think that is? Why is that?
Maybe we just bond more. I mean, you already know the myth with athletes and rappers, like all the athletes at some point or still in their life want to do music and vice versa. So that's why the bonds be so strong. But I don't know. Ever since Weber, Jalen, AI, since back then, I've just been, once I link with a NBA dude or, you know, one of them, we just seem to, the relationship goes strong. Like, you know what I mean? And we become family.
I'm curious, like, literally, how does that happen? Does someone give you their phone number? Do you see them out somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, like the Jet, Jason Terry, he's like my brother. But I met him in front of Walgreens or CVS one year on my birthday in Miami in South Beach. I went to his suite. Ever since then, we've been tight.
Yeah.
Jason. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
Word.
It's just about individuals linking up and respecting each other, and there's something there that makes you,
right?
You know what I mean?
Is it easier now, like with social media, than it was maybe say 10 years ago to be linking up with these guys?
I would say it is now due to the social media outlets, but I'm always better with hands-on. I'd rather meet you in person and start the relationship like that opposed to a cyber, hey, Kevin Durant, this is Jada Kiss. I ain't really getting too good with that yet. So,
right.
And plus, I come across a lot of them. I'm like a family member of the Jordan brand. So when they bring them dudes from high school, I've met all of them before they made it. Right. So usually that relationship sticks around. A lot of them remember me coming and talking to them and giving them CDs from the Jordan Classic. And then when I always tell them, though, the same, don't blow up and forget about me. So then when I see them, they always start laughing. Like,
oh, I think we talked like 4 or 5 years ago, and you told me you were tight. You got tight with Kyle Anderson, Slow Mo, or Vinny Chase, as he goes. Yeah, yeah.
From the Jordan Classic. Yeah, I met him. I followed his UCLA career. Now he's on the Spurs doing his thing.
So, yo, do college coaches ever hit you and be like, yo, we need help with recruiting a kid or not? I mean, I don't know how much you can say.
I'm actually trying to be, you know, get my feet wet with that whole thing, the sports agent management type of thing. But, one time Todd Bozeman, though, came up. I was at a Sixers game, and he came up to me. I'm thinking he's coming up to me because I'm Kiss. Like, I don't even know if he knew I was Kiss. He started asking me, yo, where did you play ball? I started thinking I was on Punk or something. So I'm like, how is Jason Kidd's coach, college coach? He's asking me real basketball questions. Right, like, yo, did you play? I'm like, is there some cameras around? Well, he really was asking me. Like, I'm like, yo, that was a crazy moment for me in life. Because I know who he is. I don't know if he got me mistaken for somebody or what's going on here, but that was crazy.
Is that the strangest one as far as, like, someone from the basketball world that you thought would never know who you are just walking right up and saying, hey, what's up? Any weird ones, like, you know, did Greg Popovich ever say what's up or anything like that?
I sat next to this. One time going to All-Star Weekend, I was Skip Bayless. I was in first class with Skip, Vince Young. It was like a crazy pack of athletes and analysts in the first class and started talking.
That's pretty wild.
Skip started asking me questions. I know he went on Google, though, right? From Westchester, he went to Gordon. All the questions is like a Google portfolio.
Oh, word. I guess we won't tell you we did the exact same thing.
No, he's supposed to. It ain't nothing wrong with that. Skip was. I know y'all know more about me than Skip would know, but. He's come across from school, but it was a whole Google.
He was hitting the Wikipedia bullet points.
Yeah, it was the Wikipedia.
Okay, gotcha.
Christy, you got to get Skip Bayless on the phone. First guest of his new show on Fox Sports. Jada Kiss.
After that, they invited me to First Take at least like 3 times. So I got a pretty good relationship with Skip now. I'm trying to get on his new show. Sports junkie. I love sports. Y'all can invite me in. I told you, I can get on the team with y'all.
We might have to make it happen.
I don't know what our budget's like, but hey.
We can work it out. Everything is negotiable.
I was listening, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, just listen to, you know, old Jada records, old Lox records, and I was listening to Y'all Haters yesterday, and I think, I haven't done too much research, but I think you're the only rapper to ever reference Mike Miller in a rhyme.
Yo, that's crazy. I mean, that just shows you my sports, how much I've been watching sports. You know what I mean? Mike Miller was killing since Florida Gators. So, you know, I'm a big sports head. I love sports.
So being that that's true, how do you, let's say you're having a conversation with someone else in the industry, another rapper, something like that. How do you pick up immediately if they actually know what they're talking about sports? Or if they're just bullshitting and they're like, all right, this guy doesn't know shit about the NBA or whatever.
I see. I mean, just from just the conversation, you know, somebody, a more rapper head and a less sports head is going to say something stupid.
Probably
pertaining to sports. Yeah, so you just, you know, to oust him out of the conversation quick. Once you start talking free agent and this and that, he going to get out of here anyway and go. Right back to something from World Star or something.
I mean, I'm not trying to start any shit, but is there anyone that we know that, like, talks about sports but that you know they really don't know about sports.
I told you I don't got that many rapper friends. So
Gotcha.
I don't really, you know.
Right. So, you know, when you Sheik and Styles first started coming up, did you guys ever enter like any 3-on-3 basketball tournaments or anything like that?
Nah. We play amongst each other, but yeah. Styles and Luch won't really get in a celebrity game. They don't think they're good enough. But I always tell them that you're playing against other celebrities. We professional lyricists. We ain't professional basketball players. So I mean, but they won't really. They probably won't do it. You know what I mean, we just on the tour, on the road, we go to the YMCA and we go to gyms and play amongst each other. But I don't think they'll ever get in one of them games. And Styles might get in and foul the hell out of somebody.
I mean, I feel like Sheik would be the enforcer, right?
Luch played football.
Yeah,
he played basketball just for fun. But like Pop Warner in high school and all, he played football.
Right. But so were there any like peak Rockefeller days, peak Rough Rider days, did you guys ever play pick up ball against each other? Like, were there ever any on court like bragging rights, let's just take it to the court when you were on tour or anything like that?
On the Rough Rider Cash Money tour, we played against Lil Wayne and them, I think, once or twice. But we had so much, our entourage is so big, we always just play against each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got enough, yeah.
But I'm always down for one. They should start some type of league with labels playing, you know, a label tournament.
Well, this game is
taking notes,
perfect
Christy?
Start, right? This game next week is a perfect start.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know where P wanted to go with this, but I want to ask you about actual basketball news happenings.
Let's go.
Like you said.
Don't hold. Right, so I know what's going on here. You don't have
we
to
know. That's
like,
why. That's why you're here. That was all just a setup.
Sports, anything. I'm gonna bullshit you around.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna let you go off on what's your stance on Kevin Durant going to the Dubs.
I'm not really mad. I'm not. You know, I don't feel everybody's giving him a hard rap and this and that and this and that and the way the league used to be and the way the league is now. I think if you respect the culture of basketball, you respect it. And Steph Curry's not, it's not his fault. He was born whenever he was born. And he switched it. You know what I mean?
Yo, we say this all the time.
I don't like when they switch it. Yo, he wouldn't have been able to play in the Jordan. That, if you got nothing else to say, you're running out of stuff to say. You know what I mean? So I don't really like when they start switching the eras and with the 95 Bulls. Leave it alone. That ain't. It's then and it's now.
Finally. Yeah, that's but, we always say that.
On that same note, it's a different business. The money is bigger now. It's different. It's different. So at the end of the day, you're supposed to be competitive. You want to win a championship. But you got to think about your family, your future, and the best possibilities, situations for yourself. So him getting $54.5 million for 1 year or 2 years with a one-year option, and a chance to win the championship, go for it, dog. Nobody said nothing. If Bron gets Cousins, that's KD trade means nothing almost. That's another superpower again still. So, you know what I mean? It's a different business. It's a different time now. It's very exciting. I can watch basketball all day, every day, forever if I could. But yeah, you gotta understand it's a business. Like the same with the record industry. If you can get a lucrative deal that's good for your family and good for you, take it. Nobody can tell you, you know what I mean, what's good for you. Nobody can do you better than you can. Of course, some competitive fans and people are gonna, why did he do that and why did he join forces? And 'cause he wanted to.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
And when we look at, like, when we judge players, we judge them by how many rings they won, number one.
Yeah, that used to be, see, that's a good thing. Because it used to be about the rings.
Yeah.
Then it's like it got about the money. Then it's like everybody saying, screw the money, screw the rings. Don't go play with somebody else and try to win a ring. Right. You know what I mean? It's different now. Jordan and them didn't do that, but now it's that. It's two or three superstars on every team, or at least they trying to get it that way. And The chips just happen to land good for Golden State.
My thing is like,
I know one thing. OKC is going to trade Westbrook. They ain't going to let him walk like that.
So you think they trade him right now or wait till the deadline?
I think they're trying to make something happen. They don't even want no chances because if they lose KD and Westbrook just outright, they might. That company might be in shambles.
They might have to contract.
They might be finished.
Let me just play devil's advocate for you. Like, so Westbrook, right? He's one of the top four players in the NBA. Maybe five. He's four.
He's up an echelon, definitely.
Right? So you're never – you're OKC. You're probably never going to get a dude of that caliber ever again, possibly.
Ever.
So why wouldn't you just take this year and every day he's in the gym – be making sure you're doing everything possible to make him stay. Like, for me, I could at least see the scenario where keeping him over trading him is going
to
be...
I could see them going to him, offering him one of them crazy contracts and trying to keep him and build around
make him the GM that like LeBron is.
That would be the smartest, but...
Give him whatever he wants.
At the end of the day, it's business, and they're going to do what makes... what the was beneficial for the numbers, what, you know what I mean? Right. What's going to sell... our seats is more stuff in play than it was back in the day.
Right.
You know
but
what
to,
I mean?
To play devil's advocate to that.
To mine?
Yeah, to yours. So the Thunder have now drafted and groomed James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, and I guess if you want to throw Serge Ibaka into that mix.
They lost everybody except for one.
I'm saying.
They're like an irrelevant.
Right. Like, how? Maybe they're just like, all right, you know, we get rid of Russell, but we have a track record of getting guys like this, developing them, and turning them into stars. Do you think we could just do it again, or is it too much
rolling
to just blow it up?
That's too much. Yeah? To lose all of them again and try to do it again, that's not going to happen for another 15 years, you'd ask me. I don't know. I don't see that happening. If they lose, they still can be a contender. If they keep Russ and put a couple more pieces around,
they'll be in the playoffs. I think.
I'm waiting for that Warriors Thunder
first round. Hell yeah!
It could be first seed. Yeah.
That's
gonna
be ill. That'll be crazy.
Yeah. Right. What else you got, Abe?
I mean, what else during the offseason is kind of?
I mean, I think Dwayne Wade to the Bulls.
Like, what else is popping out at you? Like beyond the Durant thing.
I think Dwayne Wade to the Bulls is crazy.
I like the moves that the Pacers made. I think they made some big...
Oh, shit. Pacers,
now you're flashing the knowledge.
I think the Pacers made some big moves. You know what I mean? I think they really... They ain't even quiet moves, but I think they're getting a little bit underplayed, some of the moves they made. I think the Pacers is going to be crazy.
So next year they're rolling out Teague, Jefferson, Paul George, Thad Young,
Miles Turner.
Monte
Ellis. I don't know, man. It's like that's such like a slow it down, like grind it out squad. And so much the league, there's such an emphasis on 3-point shooting.
I would think Jefferson got to come off the bench.
Al Jefferson
has to, man. Yeah, you got to let Miles Turner rock. He was so good.
Yeah.
You want Jefferson starting?
Got to learn from him.
Okay. Yeah. It's just gonna be a different style
Watch
of ball.
Him.
Like
I mean,
said.
Even though that's the investment, let him. He's not gonna get hurt. Just playing behind Al and watching, learning a little more. He had a great year last year at Turner. Hopefully he have a better year. But, you know, the NBA loves young dudes with upside. They'll shit.
Yeah,
they'll,
for sure.
We
got a guy in the office who said, what was it? He wouldn't trade, now I'm forgetting.
Rodney Hood?
He also said Rodney Hood was better than DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, he was high on the...
I remember. We may have to have him come in a future podcast, but he was saying that he wouldn't trade Jaylen Brown and Jay Crowder and whatever from the Celtics for Westbrook.
Oh, yeah. It was Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, picks.
It's like, I mean, Jay the Celtics Crowder, would give up whatever they want, right?
Yeah, Ainge is the best executive, though. He's going to make some... The Celtics is going to do something else crazy, too. It ain't over with. The Celtics is going to get Blake on one. They're going to get Blake on one.
They might get Westbrook.
They have
assets, man. They have so much stuff to trade.
They're crazy. What do you think about a team like the Blazers, who just brought everybody back, and they're just going to rock with, you know, Dame and CJ, and, you know, they signed back.
They got Chandler. over there, Parsons, right?
Yeah. No, he went to
Memphis.
Yeah, Chan, Memphis. They lost him to Memphis. Mm-hmm. They tried to get him over there.
Yeah, they were in the running.
$98 million they offered him.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
Cuban
last
went
year.
Over there and swag surfed.
Wait, so, boy, I mean, I do want to hear your opinion on the Blazers, but also after that, we should talk about just the amount of money that's being thrown around.
I was going to say, like, Mike Conley being the highest paid player in NBA history is really the craziest thing I've ever heard.
But it's, I mean, I love it, though.
Yeah,
so
I love
it too.
I love
it
too.
Get money.
I wish we would have got Conley over here. I was Knicks? Hoping. I was hoping we got Conley.
I don't know, man.
I'm good with D Rose and Brandon Jennings. Nah, we was definitely not getting them out.
No way.
That price. Nah, they gotta save that money for Porzingis in like 3 years.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy they giving that money away. I'm happy they getting compensated for, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, but Mike Conley, $153 million, coming off an Achilles injury.
They don't want to lose him. OKC, take a note out of Memphis' book and right. try to keep your core pieces. So, you know what I mean?
Right. Nah, since you brought up Damian Lillard, I know we wanted to ask you about what you thought about his rapping skills.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the – he's nice. Because when you listen to him and you watch him and you – I look at him online and YouTube and follow all his Four Bar Fridays and all that. He's really passionate about – rap, like he ain't just playing with it. He really, you could tell he go to the studio when he got time to, and he really like recording. So, right. You know what I mean, you gotta big that up because he's not just doing it because he can do it, and he got the money to rent studio time or build a studio in his crib. He really liked bars and wordplay. So I big that up.
Right. Do you know he's actually doing a show tonight? So today's Friday. Today's his birthday. He's actually doing a show in Portland tonight. He sold it out.
Performing?
He sold it out. 1,500 people.
Yeah. See, that's
you got to take him on tour, man.
Yeah, nah, that's hard. You got to take me on tour. That's hard, though. That's official. I think Steven Jack is all right. Shump got some good music. Shump, Iman actually recorded in D-Block studio.
He
did a few sessions in our studio. He had some good music. Couple dudes got some good music in the NBA.
Right. You got anything else here?
Nah, man.
I just want to hold him here as long as possible, man.
Keep you here for hours.
That's what I'm telling you. I can talk to the bosses and get the NBA permanent once a week, man. Twice a month.
We need that, and we need this room to be not so fucking hot.
Yeah, facts. But
see, I'm coming with the AC. When y'all get me, I'm coming with.
I know we got to turn it off for this because the mics will pick it up,
man.
But no, before we let you go, we got to get one really good, solid. Oh, actually, I got two more things. One really good Allen Iverson story, though. Whether from the set, whether from hanging out afterwards, whether playing ball with him.
When I first met AI, was had to be, I think it was Atlanta. I think I first met him ever in Atlanta at a bad boy, so deaf. Organizing. It was so that it was Bad Boy So Def Weekend.
Probably the most fire weekend
was
of
crazy
all time.
Everything.
Wait, what year was this?
It's supposed to have been like 97, right? 98. Yeah.
Bad Boy So Def Weekend is a game at Rico Wade from Organ. That's what it was. Bad Boy So Def was having a game at Rico Wade's crib. He had an outside court. Okay. And
so this is young AI.
Yeah, he was still in. He was in his. He was
that's
one
like
of them.
Probably 30.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Nah, he was still 20. So he was. He was still in his
braids.
He was still
no
braids.
Okay,
braids at his at their best. He was the ref. That's how popping he was. They made him the ref. So boom, him like, yo, this that. I'm giving you all calls. He told. Anytime you shoot it, I'm gonna call foul. Me, what? Said I'm telling you. Boom, we get the tip. They throw the jump ball up. We get it. I don't know if they gave me the ball. I shot a three or I went to the hole, but nobody was nowhere near me. And he called the N-word. I said, yo, he's crazy. He was serious. The people started dying, though. It's like I was by myself, and he called the foul. It was nobody even around. So he said, I told you. He was calling me, wow, foul. Anybody get remotely close to me, foul. I said, yo, you bug. You messing the game. He said, I don't care.
Was this pre-Reebok Lab? Or?
Yeah, that's before. That's like one of my first. That's the first time I met him.
So sick.
And then we clicked up, and he called me to do a couple Reebok joints for him.
Word. Then the last thing, I promise is the last thing now. You know, I think the first time, so you probably don't remember, we met in like 2012 at the Big East tournament. I was sitting on press row and I turn around and you're just sitting behind me. I turn back around, I'm like, oh shit, that's Jadakiss. So I turn back around, I'm like, Jada, what up? Like, how you doing, big fan? And then I turn back around and all of a sudden you're sitting in the student section with all the kids, but like, how did that, like, if people don't know, you're probably the one of the biggest Syracuse fans out here as far as, like, somebody who didn't go to this school.
That's,
so
I probably love Syracuse. I don't know. I think it's because of Derek Coleman and Billy Owens and Sherman Douglas and Pearl and Ron Cicely. I just remember loving Syracuse when I was little. And yeah. My dream was to attend Syracuse, you know what I mean? But I wasn't able to do that, so I just feel a strong bondage. And then Melo came and won it. I was crying when they lost, when Keith Smart hit that shot a long time ago in Indiana, beat them. I remember watching that at my mom's job. I was crying.
I thought you were going to say this year when they lost in the Final Four.
Nah, this year we was like a Cinderella, you know what I mean? That was my first Final Four that I went to in Houston. Yeah, I was there. But yeah, nah. It's just, the Cus is just something about, you know, I bleed orange.
Bro. Yeah.
There is something weird about like college basketball.
One of my bucket lists is to meet Boeheim, too.
We got to get Melo to
let me meet him. He like, yeah, he's cool. You can meet him. Let me meet him.
I was an
ambassador, too. I was talking to Scoop Jardine a few months ago. We were talking about making me the ambassador for, like, the Orange. You know what I mean?
I can't believe that hasn't happened already. Yeah. Believe, like, at least in the tri-state area.
Timing is that.
Unofficially. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I just, college basketball. There's something about college basketball. Only time I've ever cried about a sporting event was about college basketball, too.
Word? Northwestern? How'd you cry?
No, I was 10 or 11, and it was the game where I'm from the Maryland area. So
no doubt.
When Jay Williams and Duke came back, they were down 10 with 1 minute left.
Oh, my God, what a game.
My mom let me stay up late to watch the game, way past my bedtime, and then they were up 10 with a minute left, and Jay Will let them back to win
that game.
That
was Juan Dixon and them? They lost Juan Dixon and Blake in them,
Chris Wilcox was on that team, I think, too.
Yeah, Wilcox was on
it. Yeah.
The crazy part is I told Jay Williams that story when I met him recently, like that I cried at that game. And he was like, oh, really? Like, we were out all night the night before, like, till 6 in the morning. Wait. I was like, "Why?" I think that makes it worse. I was crying.
Didn't you read that?
Yeah, I read his.
No. That Jada's nephew.
Oh, yeah. Don't you? You have some kind of family connection to Maryland,
right?
Yeah.
My buddy from the sandbox that I grew up with, he's incarcerated right now. But his son is on Maryland, Jalen. Jalen Brantley.
Shouts to
him.
So
we rooting for him to, you know, do his thing. He already made it by making it to Maryland as far as we're concerned, you know what I mean? So we just rooting for him to finish strong.
Cool. You got it?
Yeah.
Yo,
Trimble came back. That kind of took some time for him this year, but he'll be all right. I'm glad he came back, though, and then
they had a nice squad last year, though, with Diamond Stone and Melo Trimble.
Diamond Stone would have come back too, though.
Word. That would have been crazy.
Word. Yeah. Well, Kiss.
Be all right, though.
Yeah, I mean, could keep you all day, but I know you got things to do. It's summer Friday.
Busy day today.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
me.
Nah,
man. And
anytime
next week.
Anytime you want me to come back, just call me, man. Make sure y'all, man.
Done. We will hold you to that.
Rock Nation Summer Classic. I'm going to be doing my Thug Dizzle out there, baby.
Russ, did you guys lose this game or did the Jazz win this one?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Well, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.